Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It won't take long. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered
Republican.
As a... Thank you very much. When there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely or never?
Always.
Thank you. Do you
always.
Recognize the name Rick Scott?
Rick who?
Rick Scott.
Oh, yes. I thought you said something else. Okay, yes.
And do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
You know, I have not, honestly, I just went on the website the other day and I went, oh my God, there's only like three Democrats and there's like 25 Republicans on the ticket. I have not researched. So
would you say it's unfavorable or neutral or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. What about Keith Gross? Do you recognize that name?
That one I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you recognize the name Donald Trump?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis? Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
Do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Thank you. And if the 2024 Republican primary elections for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
I don't know who Gross is. I don't know.
Well, between them? Or?
Yeah, I don't know who Rick Gross is. I don't know who that Gross guy is, so I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. And by the way, I want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go.
Okay.
And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
Yeah, I have not. I haven't done a lot of research.
Okay.
So all I did was go on and look to see who was running this year. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
Yeah, I don't know enough information about it. So no.
Okay. And the next question, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I don't know enough information. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican state candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Now, does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
I don't have enough information on it to give you an answer.
Okay. But based on the question, does all of this make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect?
No effect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Finally, I'm going to ask you again. If the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott? Keith Gross and Rick Scott.
I don't know who the guy is, the other guy that you're talking about. So I can't give you an opinion because I don't know who he is. Sorry.
Okay, that's That's fine. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to whatever you said.
50 or 60?
I'm 59.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian? Black or African American?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And this concludes our service. Bless your heart.
You probably get some nasty people on this that aren't. At least I'm just answering the questions, but I'm sure you probably get people that give you more opinions than you want. But go ahead.
Yes, sometimes.
I'm just answering your questions because you're very neutral, and I'm very neutral, so it's not a big deal. But it's not like you're leaning any, it's not like you're trying to sway one. So anyway, you've been a pleasure because I usually don't. I'm like, whatever. But, go ahead.
Well, I thank you for your time. Well, we have concluded.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye.
Goodbye.